A sitting congressman just called my friend, Brandon Herrera, a neo-Nazi. Yes, we're gonna talk about that. Before I jump into it, I wanna thank my friends, CMMG. They're the sponsors of this video. They made this phenomenal Han Solo blaster in 22 in honor of May the 4th. Now, they only made 100 of these. These are already sold out, but I will tell you a little secret. If you head over to their website and you use my code GNG10, they have the parts where you can make your own tool, make your own Han Solo blaster, and you'll save big with my code. And stay tuned for more Star Wars themed releases to honor May the 4th in the next couple years. They make phenomenal tools here in America in Boonville, Missouri. Lengths are different. You can choose your length, choose your chambering, choose your color, and save huge with GNG10. Thank you to our friends over at CMMG. All right, I'm going to get into this one, and I'm going to do my best to stay composed. Rhino Tony Gonzalez. He is the current sitting congressman, the incumbent in Texas District 23. Which I'll start out by saying has the most amount of mileage, most amount of border in all of Texas. It's the most border in having district. I just made up my own language there. Which is why when I tell you some of the things that this piece of trash has done, you should get angered. Before I forget to say this, Brandon Herrera for Congress. It's Brandon's website for his campaign. You can donate to him no matter what state you live in. Go to Brandon Herrera for Congress and help him. He has been out-earned by Tony Gonzalez. Brandon has no big donors. It's us, we the people, who want somebody who is one of us to serve in Congress. Now he's in a runoff. The runoff is going to be May 24th, I believe. 23rd or 24th. I don't remember off the top of my head. But if the amount of people who didn't vote for Tony Gonzalez, because there were other candidates other than Brandon who are not in this runoff. If those people just vote for Brandon, Brandon wins. It's that close. It's that good. And I'm going to show you a clip here just so you can see how much pressure Tony Gonzalez is under. Because he went on CNN and started throwing slander bombs. Check it out.
Bob Good endorsed my opponent, a known neo-Nazi. These people used to walk around with white hoods at night. Now they're walking around with white hoods in the daytime.
So he's calling Bob Good, who is a representative in Virginia, he's calling him a Klansman. He also took a shot at Matt Gaetz, and he called Brandon Herrera a neo-Nazi. Well, I guess, Tony, you talk a big game for such a short, pudgy little dude. If you have proof that he is what you claim, then by all means, bring it out. Bring it forth. But what I will tell you is that you just slandered somebody on a public forum on CNN. And you've opened yourself up to a defamation lawsuit. Now, I'm also going to tell you some of the things, if just in case you live in Texas, Congressional District 23 specifically, some of the things that your sitting rhino Republican Tony Gonzalez has voted for on your behalf as your representative. He voted to create the January 6th Commission. Yeah, he voted for that. He also voted for extending the warrantless spying on Americans in the most recent FISA vote that I was talking about in the last week here. So he wants Americans thrown in jail without any proof of any wrongdoing. We're just going to hold them in jail forever, apparently, with no speedy trial, no nothing. We're going to violate their constitutional rights. He also wants Americans to be spied on by their own government without a warrant. He has voted for Biden's open borders. He didn't want Texas to be able to stop the invasion at the southern border. He voted for Biden's open borders. Now, in the last couple days, he's come out and complained because a bunch of gangs are taking over, coming in over the border, Venezuelan gangs, and causing violence. But you know what, Tony? You voted for this, you little bitch. You voted for this. It's on you. It's not on Biden. Well, it's on Biden, but it's on you. You're the Republican congressman for your district, the most border in all of Texas. You did this. Some of the other things, Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. Tony voted for that as well. What did that do? Well, that's the most, Biden goes around saying that it's the best piece of gun control legislation in the last 30 years. And what have we seen? Well, it's the bribery campaign for red flags to get states to institute red flag law. It took a section of adults, young adults, 18 to 20, and gave them extra background checks. But what we're now seeing is it also led to this new rule the ATF just dropped last week, the Engage in the Business Rule. They want to stop you from selling your privately owned items, lawful items, to other lawful people. Totalitarianism, my friends. Yeah. So he also called Brandon a neo-Nazi. Now, there are four hurdles that you must cross. There are four factors in order to bring a defamation lawsuit, Brandon, if you're listening. Now, Brandon doesn't know I'm doing this video, but I'm going to send it to him. One must make a false statement purporting to be fact. Well, Tony just did that on CNN. Must also publish or communicate that fact to a third person, which he did on the set there at CNN, plus millions of people who watch that trash. Third, the fault must amount to at least negligence. Well, we would say that was negligent of him, very negligent. Shows how scared he is of losing his job. And fourth, damages of some harm must be caused to the reputation of the person or the entity who is the subject of the statement. Brandon Herrera was definitely, his reputation's being damaged by the things Tony says. Now, Tony's just playing politics, he'll say, because I'm trying to keep my job. That's the MO for the Uniparty. Destroy whatever you have to do. Burn it to the ground to stay in power. That is Tony Gonzalez, Texas. And if you voted for him, now is your chance to fix that mistake. Vote for Brandon Herrera, my friend, who's running for Congress. He is probably the most pro-2A candidate you will ever have running in that district. Vote for him if you live in the district. Send him some money if you don't live in it, even if you do live in the district. Everybody should be considering sending Brandon some money worth $5, $20, $100, $500, whatever you can do. He's behind in the money game. So Brandon Herrera for FOR Congress.com. Check him out. Guys and gals, this piece of trash, Tony Gonzalez, has resorted to kindergarten techniques and tactics of calling someone names because he's getting beat in the polls. Take care.
What's your name? What's your name?
Tony!
Fuck you, Tony!